he has done nothing so far for the New York Jets. The second part of it's a little bit more complicated. Aaron Rodgers has to be who he is. Mm-hmm. So I don't think because he comes to New York and he hasn't won anything here and he hasn't done anything here, he has to become a meek, different personality.
Right.
At the end of the day, he still needs to be Aaron Rodgers.
He is going to be, and he's going to hold himself and his teammates accountable. We saw this with Christian Watson 2-3 years ago when he was a rookie out there in Green Bay. He basically threw the same thing. It was exactly the same thing that you heard about Mike Williams. Now, Christian Watson's a rookie, so it's kind of motivating for a rookie. It's different when it's a veteran who had a lot of success, mostly in with the Chargers, but a lot of success has been pretty good for you already this year. And maybe being exhausted or just, I don't know, a little bit mind numb at the end of that game made a little bad choice on his route. He didn't get it outside the numbers. He was running on the numbers, and it forced Aaron Rodgers to make a bet. I don't know, but he called him out, and then he gets replaced the next day.
Yeah.
It's just, now, apparently, this, they're not related, by the way.
No, I think they're going after Devontae Adams no matter what.
Apparently, Devontae Adams was on a plane while the game was going on. And so, that was happening before Mike Williams made whatever the egregious mistake it was that Aaron Rodgers felt the need to call him out on. But that's just Aaron. You're right about that. If you make a mistake, he's going to call you out.
And he shouldn't be different just because he hasn't done anything yet for Joe Beningo and myself. You know what I mean? Like, he has to be who he is. But I listened to Aaron Rodgers after the game last night, and for those that missed it, here is where he decided to end Mike Williams' New York Jets career. Because essentially he did, and then he ran him over with this big tractor. I smile about it only because it's so ridiculous. I present to you the quarterback of the New York Jets, mercenary number 7, Aaron Rodgers.
Two verticals, you know. Allen's down the seam, Mike's down the red line. So I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up. Three guys go with him. So I'm throwing a no look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running a inbreaker. So it's got to be down the red line.
So were you throwing that to come back to it?
No, I was throwing it to the red line. But when I got to about here, I realized he was running an inbreaker. So I had to kind of adjust it a little bit. But the play is two guys vertical, one guy down the seam, one guy on the red line.
Now, to be honest with you, I don't understand 80% of what he said.
Right, but if you do want to know, Dan Orlovsky did a great job on his Twitter account explaining what this all means and why you have to do it that way. Basically, the guy running down the seam takes three defenders and puts stress on the guy who potentially is going to cover Mike Williams, the guy who intercepted the ball, right? So because the separation wasn't correct, therefore he was able to get back and make a play on that ball. So that's why Aaron was mad about it. But it also sounds like an excuse.
Well, it's also a decision that you make in a post-game press conference to let us know, hey, it was his fault.
Right.
Because he didn't have to do that.
Right. But here's my takeaway after I heard his explanation. And I didn't hear it till this morning, but forget what happened in the play. Once he started making that explanation, he knew it was wrong. He saw Mike Williams not on the red line, and he decided to throw it anyways. Why not check it down?
Mm.
If it's not perfect, just check it down. There's nobody on Breece Hall in the flat. Nobody. The closest defender is 10 yards away. Maybe he rallies and makes a tackle. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? But check it down. You got more downs to go.
Right, because you're on a 3rd and 16. Make this thing a 4th and reasonable.
Yes.
I think the other thing Aaron Rodgers was pissed off about, even if he didn't say it, but I certainly remember it, is on the previous drive where Greg Zuerlein missed the 43-yard field goal. Mike Williams had a drop on that drive.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after the holding penalty on Elijah Vera Tucker.
Yep.
And Mike Williams hasn't been the worst Jet. Like, he's great on these 50-50 balls. And I think early on, I certainly had this impression of, wow, this is going to work out. He actually feels like a good fit in this offense. But clearly Aaron Rodgers disagrees. And I think that it's just a numbers game. With Devontae Adams being here, with Alan Lazard being opened up now that he's playing with Aaron Rodgers as compared to the monstrosity that was a year ago, to go along with Garrett Wilson, there just isn't going to be a role for Mike Williams.
Right.
So I think Aaron Rodgers publicly telling us, because we wouldn't have known. Like, the only way I would have known, and most of us would have known, that Mike Williams ran the wrong route is when we came on the air and I said to Tiki, open up that little device you have and tell me what the hell happened on 4th and 16. And you may have been the one to say, all right, here's what happened.
Right. Spacing was wrong. He had a bad throw because it wasn't what he expected. He still should have taken the check down, but that's what happened.
So is that a bad thing for the quarterback to basically come out?
If
the guy's not going to be around anymore?
Honestly,
do that?
It's not, because that's what Aaron does. He'll answer the question if you ask him. Tell me what happened on that last play. Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Most of you aren't going to understand it, but I'm going to tell you what happened. And that's what he does. He's always been that way. You can't expect him to be different. And so if you have a thin skin, you need not apply. That's basically what it comes down to when you play with Aaron Rodgers. You got to be able to take the criticism. Otherwise, he's not going to trust you, believe in you, or care about you.